morning, Harmony. Why don't you rise in body and spirit and worship with us this morning? Typically on the fourth Sundays, we do more acoustic music. We do have the full band today. We're going to keep it in the spirit today. So feel free to lift your voices, lift your hands, and worship with us this morning.
I'm gonna sing, and I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. I'm from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
Some praise this morning. Amen.
every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance. I believe that you are my fortress. Oh, you are my portion. You are my hiding place. Oh, I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe
every blessing, through every promise, through every breath I take. I believe that you are provider, you are protector, you are the one I love. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe,
and it's a new horizon, and I'm set on you, and you meet me here today with mercies that are new, and all my fears and doubts, they can all come to. Cause they can't stay long when I'm here with you.
And it's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. And all my fears and doubts, they can all come true. Because they can't stay long when I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are.
Amen. Amen. Right now we're going to ask the Spirit just to be in this room with us. And whatever is on your heart right now, just ask that the Spirit move in this room and touch every single person in here.
Feel it in my bones, you're about to move. I feel it in the wind, you're about to ride in. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall on sons and daughters. So come. Feel it in my bones, you're about to move. I feel it in the wind, you're about to ride in. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall on sons and daughters. So like the rain, come drench us in love, and let your glory blood. And we are fixed on this one thing, to know I can see it now. I can see it now, your kingdom come. I can hear it now, the sound of heaven. You said that if we ask, we'll receive. We are asking for the greater measure. So like the let your glory rush in like a flood. And we are fixed on this one thing, to know your goodness and see your glory. We're transformed by this one thing, to know your presence and see your
everything else can wait. I've come to seek your face. So everything else can wait. I'm here for you. I want to change. just be here at your feet. Just be here on my knees. And here in your presence, I am complete, Jesus. You're all that I need. So everything else can wait. I've come to seek your face. So everything else can wait. I'm here for you. I want to just be your feet and just be here on my knees. And here in your presence, I am complete, Jesus. You're all that I need. There's nothing I want. Cause nothing matters more. There's nothing I want more, God. Cause nothing matters more. There's nothing I want more. Cause nothing matters more. There's nothing I want more, Jesus. Cause nothing matters more. I'll just be here at your feet and just be Jesus, you're all that I need. Oh, and I'll just be here at your feet. I'll just be here on my knees. And here in your presence, I am complete, Jesus. You're all that I need, Jesus. You're all that I need, Jesus. You're all that I need.
I'm so used to singing and not like talking, so this will be an adventure for me too. thank you all for welcoming me into your church home this morning. My name is Alex Nestor. I'm a vocalist and a songwriter, and I've had the pleasure of working with the amazing Melinda Hale before. And I'm so thankful she asked me to come and speak to you all today about my story. And I put it all on paper so it wouldn't tangent too much. So in late 2000, early 2001, I was a 16-year-old student in high school. I had just started dating a wonderful boy, was in the beginning stages of writing and recording my debut solo album. I was doing well in my classes, and I was excited for the upcoming junior-senior prom.
I was a 16-year-old with everything going right. But all I knew was I didn't feel good. My upper abdomen had started to hurt. The closest thing I can equate it to would be a pulled muscle, which is what I passed it off as. But in my gut, I knew it wasn't a pulled muscle. I knew it was something different and something bad. But I refused to admit it. My 16-year-old logic told me, if I don't acknowledge something's really wrong, then nothing's really wrong. Right? It's easy to do. The pain got worse quickly. I was doubled over in class. I could barely walk across my campus. One time I was driving to school and almost didn't make it. The pain was so bad. Then one night I got very nauseous on top of it all. And that was the last straw. I couldn't keep lying to myself. I had to go to the emergency room. That ER trip is one I will never forget. My parents were with me, and at one point the ER doctor pulled them aside, my dad actually, and she said the word cancer. It was as if I died right then and there. I was terrified. And in my head, cancer was a death sentence. And there was so much more I hadn't done. I was 16 years old, and I was going to die. I immediately started to cry, and I started to pray. It's my gut reaction. Prayer was my strength. Prayer was my army going into this battle. I was devastated and confused and scared beyond all comprehension, but I knew I needed God. I needed him with me. Joshua 1 verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord God will be with you wherever you go." When I felt most helpless and when my strength was completely depleted, when I was most alone, I was not. God was there to help me. God was the strength I needed to keep going and to keep fighting. And God never left my side. It took a solid week in the hospital to get the proper diagnosis, as my cancer had caused a host of other problems. At 16 years old, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I was 16 years old and I had cancer. I began chemotherapy right away and had to deal with all of the fun things that come with it. I had to wear a wig in my senior picture because I lost all my hair. I had a nice shaped head though. Or so I was told. I had to hide a gnarly port scar, which I don't care about today. I'm proud of it. And I dealt with horrible depression. Not like teenagers don't already have enough problems going on. Yeah. But because of wonderful doctors and nurses, excellent treatment, and the love of family and friends, and the grace of God, I made it. I am here because of organizations like the American Cancer Society, the Marcel Arian Cancer Foundation. I'm here because of the tremendous hope that I feel every year at the Relay for Life. I'm here because of the medical advances being made every day by people who also won't accept cancer as a death sentence. I'm here because God gave me all those things. God never left me. And he brought to fruition everything I needed to be able to stand here with you all today. I echo the words of David in Psalm 18. "I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I called to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me, and the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. And from his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, and he causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield, and your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. It's now 2019, and I'm 35 years old. That boy I had only been dating for four months when I got sick is now my husband of 11 years. Yeah, I'll keep him. I finished my debut album, and I'm about to release my third. I've traveled the world as a musician and been able to live out some of my wildest dreams. I'm now an 18-year cancer survivor, and that's a victory I did not achieve by myself. Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. And that's exactly what he did. We are more than these earthly bodies we live in. We are more than our looks, our skin, our triumphs, our sins, our losses, our wins. We are more than the cards we've been dealt in this life. We are more than any pain has ever been. We are more because he made us more. We are blessed and anointed by the tremendous love of our living God. We are stronger than we think. We have more support than we could ever need, and we are more loved than we could ever imagine. Always. The Lord is so very good and so very faithful, and we are never alone. There's a line in a Mary Mary song that goes, I can't believe he's brought me this far to leave me. I remember listening to that song in the depths of my cancer-induced depression, just bawling my eyes out because I knew it was true. God loved me too much. He was never going to leave me. No matter how down in the dumps I felt or how bleak things have seemed, God has never left my side. His love has never gone to waste. He is the way, the truth, and the life, which to me means he is my way, my truth, and my life. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a musician, and when you're a musician, there tend to be a lot of ups and downs. Right? Yep. Mm-hmm. Lord, help me. Times when you've got a ton of work and you're making great musical and artistic strides, and other times where you're not playing nearly as much as you'd like to, and things seem to be at a standstill. This is especially true if you're an independent artist trying to break out on your own. It is an exceptionally difficult and unpredictable road. And it feels kind of petty to say it, especially given the story I just described that I lived through. But at one point, some years after my cancer, I was in a particularly dark place. Work had been scarce, and anybody who knows me knows I get pretty down when I haven't been gigging. One afternoon, I was feeling particularly depressed whilst trying to get some daily chores done around the house being the little apartment I shared with my husband. I went upstairs, gathered all the dirty laundry, and headed back downstairs. Now, Fortunately, the laundry room was right next door to the back of our apartment. Unfortunately, though, there was absolutely no access other than going out the front door and around the entire building. Apartment life. Sometimes we'd jump through the back window, but that meant we'd have to climb over and around my piano without completely taking out the coffee maker with one of our appendages. As I didn't feel much like parkour that day, I went out the front door and embarked on the short yet tedious journey around the building. There was a woman living with her little boy, the baby daddy, and the grandfather in the small one-story apartment of the adjacent building facing ours. Their door was basically kitty-cornered to ours. On any given day, you'd find at least one of them out in the front yard. On this particular day, it was a grandfather. And he usually went outside to smoke or just sit and stare aimlessly, I don't know. He seemed like a nice enough guy, but he was definitely a bit out there. I proceeded to walk past him, laundry in hand, not really anticipating a conversation. And then out of nowhere, he said, "You'll get there." I took another step and I stopped thinking, that's an odd phrase to say out of the blue. I was like, "Where? To the laundry room?" I sincerely hope so. He said, "Just keep doing what you're doing. You'll get there." So I smiled and kept walking, thinking nothing much of the incident. You know, he was kind of a kooky old guy who tended to say some random stuff, so I just chalked it up to him being him. And then just as I was about to round the final corner to the laundry room home stretch, it hit me. Wow. That was God. God just spoke to me through someone I never would have expected. At a time I never would have expected. He wasn't just there to help me when I had cancer or when it was a life or death situation. He was still right there with me. I'd been feeling horrible that day, depressed and frightened about the state of not only my career, but just my music, my heart. I had been spiraling into this terrible mindset of, what if this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing with my life? And lo and behold, I got a sign to keep going. I needed reassurance, and I got it. It was truly an incredible feeling. God was telling me to keep going. He was reassuring me that I am on the right path, though the reasons for certain things may not be clear to me. I survived cancer at 16 years old. I believe God put me on this earth for a purpose, and He kept me here for that same purpose. It's my job to follow through. Isaiah 30:21 says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way. Walk in it.'" I've heard that voice, and it's more beautiful and comforting than anything I could ever describe. God has always been there for me. He has always been here with me. I feel as though the words of Philippians 4, verses 12 through 13, these words could easily be my own. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. I left the laundry room that day inspired and excited. And when I got back inside my apartment, I went directly to my piano, sat down, and I got to work. The very first line that came to me was, "I'm going to write this for myself." Sometimes I got to remind myself, because I felt compelled to hold on to this incredible feeling I was experiencing. "He won't leave me," was another phrase that kept running through my mind, because He had just shown me that He was still there for me and with me in my journey. God spoke to me through that grandfather that day. I needed a sign, and I got one. This has happened quite a few times. Married, which can be a financial nightmare. Anytime I would worry about money, I'd get a call for a session or a gig. We all get signs, especially when we need them. We just have to open ourselves to see them. I'd actually like to close with the lyrics from that song because I feel it sums up everything I've been trying to say. The truth of the matter is, no matter what you're going through, be it cancer, uncertainty, illness, sadness, confusion, depression, anxiety, family problems, you're not going through it alone. You will never go through it alone. There's a way for me. It's not mine yet to see. But he's planted the seed to watch me grow into who he made me to be. I must continue to go, take the lead of my soul, so I'll follow the road, because I know it's what he kept me here for. I'm going to write this for myself. Sometimes I got to remind myself, he won't leave me, he won't leave me, he won't leave me this way. Just when I feel I'm all by myself, I find you in somebody else. He won't leave me, he won't leave me, he won't leave me this way. It's hard for me to say I haven't been so afraid that I'd found my fate and any further would just turn me away. I need to realize, see with more than my eyes, and every time I will find the reassurance I need to keep trying. There's always color in the gray. The love has never gone to waste. You are my way. So I'm going to write this for myself. Sometimes I got to remind myself, he won't leave me. He won't leave me. He won't leave me this way. Just when I feel I'm all by myself, I find you in somebody else. He won't leave me. He won't leave me. He won't leave me this way. Amen. Thank you. Aw. Hey. Should I move this? Oh, that wasn't too long.
Yeah, no. So I'm just going to ask Alex a couple of questions as the band gets into place. So so you were 9 when you started,
mm-hmm.
right? And then 16 is when this occurred. Did you notice a shift in your musicality, in how you presented who you were in your music once
Absolutely.
This occurred? So what was that like?
I always loved music. I loved singing. I loved writing. I loved creating. And it was where my passion was, but after going through something like that, and so many of these phrases sound so cliche, but they're so true. It's like I had so much more purpose. It wasn't just making music because I loved it. It was because music got me through that time as well. You know, being able to put on, you know, Stevie Wonder's like Golden Lady or As, and being able to step out of my life for that few minutes and be like, okay, get some respite, breathe. Now I can jump back in and I can do this again. So being able to do that for someone else and being able to put that power and that love out into the world, I felt was my purpose.
And so the other question I have for you, because you had mentioned, so you have this battle that you've gone through, right? The ups mm-hmm. and downs of that, but also the music industry. Anyone who's in the creative industry knows this, ups and downs, right?
Mm-hmm.
What action step or steps would you say, thinking about that, would you share with someone to say, hey, when you're going through this industry, here's some advice, guidance that I could provide for you?
It's hard because when it's something creative and it's something that you love, you put your whole heart into it. You put your soul into it. So say you go and you write a song and you put it out there and it's your heart on a sleeve to be trampled on or taken in with love. And say it doesn't get a good response. You know, you feel like you yourself are a failure, but that's not what it is. That's not what it is. It's, again, sounds really cliche. It's literally about the journey. It's about the creation. It's about the process. It's about the feeling you're able to get when God can speak through you in music. You know, that's what you need to focus on. It's like, yeah, you want all those other cool things to come along with it, but you have to love what you're doing in the moment that you're doing it. That makes everything worthwhile.
Amen. What a gift. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Why don't you stand and pass the peace of Christ with your neighbor before we do this last song?
Given me freedom, you have given me joy.